In the second session, we'll finish up just a little bit of the introduction, and we'll go into the syllabus, and I'll explain more of the requirements of the course. I hope you're kind of excited about this Bible, basically, course. More and more people are learning about it, and to be able to go through the whole Bible in a very simple way like this, in 10 file folders, I think is actually quite unique. And so some of you may be interested in helping with the project of translating this. Others of you may be interested in teaching it. Because as we know, if you really want to know something well, teach it. When you teach it, then you're internalizing it to be able to help other people. So we have it going. Membuka Arsip Al-Kitab Anda. Does that... Where's Aprilia? Does that sound... It's a pretty bad way to... Augustina, is it? Did I say... Is my Bahasa? Perfect Bahasa. You get an A, you know. So it almost looks like C7SJ, but here the Y is for Yesu, you know, in Bahasa. So you can go through the whole thing. It's all available in Bahasa. Did you know that in Bahasa Indonesia that 7 is also 4 plus 3? I mean, this is, you know, this is like, it's amazing, isn't it? And you can break it down. And so they have, my Indonesian students have translated this. Many, many of them have worked on this the last 15 years. Abraham, Yusuf, Musa, and Yosua. So a judge must judge. That doesn't really work. So we've got... Say it for us, Augustina. Oh, sorry. What does this say? What does this mean?
Amazing grace.
Amazing grace. Okay, so if you can remember amazing grace and you think in Bahasa, you guys think in Bahasa, right, you ladies? I think you do. Komunitas would be for societies. And ARC doesn't really work in Bahasa, you know. And so my Indonesian student said, if you bring a fish in, kakap, and you take the K off, and you take the second A off, put them together, he says, AKP, that helps you remember. I'm looking at our three Indonesian speakers, and you guys look a little confused, but maybe you can improve on this. You know, this is Pontianak, Pontianak Bahasa, and you probably have Java Bahasa, right? I know there's different dialects. Anarchy, yeah. I won't try to read Bahasa for you. So this one causes you to smile. So this one must be a good memory device. You want to find good memory devices that people will remember, obviously, and that make them smile, right? Don't you like to make people smile? It's my goal to make my wife laugh 20 times a day. That's one of the goals. A lot of days I don't do it, but anyway. Our students come from all over the place, and so for me it's just a blessing to be able to teach you all in English. Then you translate. Most of you here are bilingual, so you could take the days of creation and put it into Indonesian, you could put it into Chinese like some of our students have, and all of that is up on the website at Bible Study Downloads. You can type into the search engine there in other languages as well, because it just will, you know, search that term that you look for. And when you do that, you'll find New Testament Survey in English. And then when you're looking at the English, each one of these is a presentation. And it shows how many slides are in that presentation. It shows you what version. This is the syllabus right here. There's 150 slides in this presentation. It's English, and it's NS for New Testament Survey. 6567 means it's
That's a code for just this presentation. This is version 2. I think I'm up to version 10 or something like that now. But that way you can go in the future and go, oh, we've updated that. There's a new version, you know, and you just delete your old one and you can get the new version. It normally has more slides in it and it corrects some things in it. On the left-hand side will be all the languages that the course is in process, at least I should say. In Thai, we only have 2 or 3. Vietnamese, the whole course is in Vietnamese. Mongolian, pretty much all in Mongolian. Lota, in process. Korean, in process. Bahasa Indonesian, it's all done in Chinese. So I hope you can recommend this to your pastors or other Bible teachers in your country. And the goal here is to share our resources, to work together on resources, and then to share. This is kind of an open source world. And here's my problem. People are expecting what they see to be higher quality. Right? Would you agree? Than 10 years ago? Gone are the days of bullet PowerPoint. Click, 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 black on white, you know? So people are expecting it to look better, which obviously takes more time, right? But we have less time. Don't you have less time in your life for just the things that used to just... you know, used to have time for things, but I find that is the case for me. So anyway, so you can go click on that, and that'll be in Chinese or Indonesian or Vietnamese or Mongolian or whatever. All right? I'm also, as I'm going through the New Testament, teaching through it book by book, I'm also preaching through it book by book, as I noted before. And I'm calling the series The Bible, Book by Book. And it's and each one of the sermons starts with the word B-E. So, you know, Genesis will be faithful, Exodus, be formed, etc. And so it'll be a bit like, I try to show you how I'm preaching through this as well. I won't finish preaching through the Old Testament by the time we end this course. I need a few more months to do that. But by the end of the year, this is one of my goals this year, is to finish preaching through the whole Bible, 66 sermons, book by book. And that will be up there. Crossroads International Church has all of the sermons up there. I've got a few hundred sermons up there and other speakers from our church, if you ever want to do that. So those are the different ways that, thanks, that these are different things that the Lord has led me into in the various years. I'm also blessed to be able to visit a lot of our students by going to their countries. And so I have taken 65 trips, short-term mission trips, or basically pastoral training trips, to 12 countries throughout Asia. So I probably have been to your country. Maybe not. But I'd love to go. and so a lot of times this is staying in touch with students and that kind of thing. Or I'm on adjunct faculty with other seminaries. So okay. I haven't really stopped. I should take a breath and let you ask any questions up to this point. Oh, and I will say, if you have any questions as we go along, feel free to ask them as we go. I think people, you know, different professors have different styles. Some like to just kind of go for a while and then stop for questions. My style is more, you know, when something comes up, just ask it when it comes up. So is it clear so far? I think all of you have signed or... attendance sheet, and our project sheet is still making its way around. Were there any questions relating to the project?
Dr. Rick,
yes.
This last term for OT survey, you had that populated in Word form. I think it's in Moodle. I couldn't find it in Moodle this time around.
Oh, I probably have to upload the questions for the Life Notebook, but I did email it to all of you last night. So you should have it, and I emailed it to you last week as well. So you've gotten that a couple times. But it's a good reminder for me to put that up on.
But you sent it.
I just sent it by email, so you should all have that. I would like you to use that. Silas?
So for the research paper.
Yes. Yes, you can.
Yes.
Yeah. Counseling students are allowed to use the American Psychological Association APA format in their citations. That's basically what APA refers to as citations. All the other things about page count and all that kind of stuff, you should follow what we have in the class as well as the SBC writing standards, which... Do all of you have a copy of the SBC writing standards? Okay, that's up on Moodle. You just go to SBC writing standards on Moodle, and you should be able to download that. Or I could email it to you, whatever. Yes.
Just to follow up the question. Yeah. So for the main text, for the headings, you don't want the APA stuff. It has to follow the
counseling students can use APA.
Okay, so
that's fine. We've all agreed that in our school of theology, where we normally use Turabian, counseling students writing papers for our school, theology, we're allowing you to use APA. That way you're not shifting back and forth in your citations. The other thing that comes to mind also is that some have asked, they say, oh, I want to do the internet course, but can I exchange the Life Notebook for a project? And the answer is yes, you can do that. It's just that is generally a bit more work. But if you think that the doing a project of something you would like to translate that you could use would be really beneficial for you, let's talk about that. You know, send me an email or talk to me. Probably better to send an email than I have a record of it. I'm okay to do that. If you're going to be going back home after the semester and teaching something this summer, and you're going to do it in your native language, hey, work on it now. Let's get credit for it. Wouldn't that be great? I mean, that's how I work. That's how I function in life. I try to have as many overlaps as possible. That's why I'm preaching at church a lot of what I'm teaching in class. It helps me because I have a lot of different ministries I'm involved in, so I'm looking for as many overlaps as possible, and that helps keep me sane. Work smarter. Okay. Ask any other questions. Lloyd, did you have another question? Perhaps I could do it, but I did email it. I did email the updated syllabus page to you last night, which is the same as the previous editions for this year. The only thing I've added on it is that Daniel and I had a little exchange about GDCS students, and I'll explain about that in a minute. All right? Okay, let's get into the course description, and you can bring up questions as we come along as well, and then we'll go to chapel. Here's our course description. A survey... Underline survey. Excuse me. A survey of the message of each of the 27 New Testament books. Survey means I'm going to give you like a key verse of the book, some big ideas in the book, big characteristics of the book. We are not going to go through every chapter of the New Testament, chapter by chapter. It's just impossible. We have about, on the average, of 1 hour per New Testament book. And it's just impossible to do that. So, but we will study every New Testament book in this class. We'll see how they relate to one another. We'll look at introductory issues like author and date and occasion, uniqueness. So, who wrote it? When did he write it? What was the occasion? What was actually happening at the time that book was written? What's unique about the book of Matthew that you can't say about any other book in the New Testament, etc.? And then we'll look at factors in the New Testament church, the first century church, like chronology and history. We will study the New Testament books in the order in which I believe they were written, different from what we have in the order we have in our New Testament. And hopefully that'll help us gain a better understanding of what the books are about. And we'll see how that influenced the life and the ministry of the early church as well as affect the mission of the church today. This is looking at it from the standpoint of how God wants to equip us, develop us to reach out. So our objective, this is what I want you to be able to do by the end of the course, is to state all of these things. Author, date, origin, recipients, occasion, characteristics, relevance, and argument of all 27 New Testament books. Take a big breath. You say, really, really? Yeah, if you go in your notes to, what is it, page 29? Somewhere right around there. Yeah, 29. 29, you'll see a chart like this. And this begins, I think, 4 pages of charts. And I would encourage you to fill in this chart as we go through. Because this will tell us these various things. And it'll be like, basically, it'll be helping you prepare for the final exam as you go along. And you won't do the crash course, you know, right at the end. The crash study for final, that means you crash. Crash and burn, you know. And I've done that when I was a student. And one of my friends found that it really worked well to stay up all night, study all night long, and then take the exam in the morning. Then it was fresh on his mind. So I tried that once when I was in college. I realized there were different styles for different people, you know. I was so wiped out for that final exam. But you do as you wish. I'm not going to collect that. This is just a guide for you to fill in as you go along. And we'll start on Matthew next week. But I would encourage you to do that. That guide is actually in chronological order. So you see it goes from Matthew to James to Galatians. That's not our order that we've got in the New Testament. I want you to be able to teach the basic content of the course in English and or prepare this in your native language. And also, one of the goals is to know from experience the value of the internet, to know how to learn from the net. I'm trying to embrace as many of these things as possible. We're getting pushed here at the college to do more and more things via Google Drive, and Randy, good idea to put the thing up there on the Google Drive. That's a great idea. I don't think in those ways, but so I'm trying to do that, and I want you to see how valuable this is. I think all of you here are younger than me. If you're older than me, you can raise your hand. No, I'm just kidding. But Peter, are you older than me?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay.
I might not look it, but I
am. All right. Well, I asked the question, so you got me on the question. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not going to come back to you. Because I love you in the Lord, my brother. You know. Most of us, you're going to do this. You're going to do this more and more. So it's good to embrace these things. You have to embrace change, right? Not every change. Not every change is good. But the internet definitely has some advantages. I'm hoping, I see 19 or more of you, 19 of the 34 of you have signed up for the internet version of the course. A few of you still need to sign up, but it's probably going to be more than 20 of you doing that. So I'm seeing you grasp that. Perhaps you believe better learning will take place. It's more interactive to take the IBS course because you've got all these bells and whistles, you know. You've got little videos in it, and interactive quizzes and that kind of stuff, which you don't have in the textbook. It'll help you to equip others as well. Some students have taken the course, the internet version. They said, hey, this was helpful to me. So they recommended the link to others, and other people have been able to take it as well. I put the internet saves time. I guess it depends on how you handle it, but it certainly can save you time looking for your book. If you've got your phone there and you can just be going through the course on your phone while you're standing in line or whatever. So hopefully this is not getting too complicated, but basically we have three websites. Bible Study Downloads is where you're going to find the course materials. Internet Biblical Seminary is where you have the reading. Now, on the Internet Biblical Seminary, they do have their exams there, quizzes, self-check, that kind of stuff. You can do those, but it's not going to send that to me. That's just for your own learning, okay? So I won't have a record of that. You will take, those of you doing IBS, you'll do your quizzes like those who are taking the class, are studying, encountering the New Testament. So what I'm doing is I'm looking at IBS and Encountering the New Testament. What do they both say about a particular book of Scripture? And then I get the quiz question that way. So you should be able to not be at a disadvantage to do that. That's where your quizzes will be. Now, those of you who are GDCS actually are taking this class for two units, not for three. We've had course changes over the years, and this used to be a two-hour course. We increased it to a three-hour course in the SOTE, School of Theology English, but the SOC, the School of Counseling, has not shifted it. Right? Is that right? Because you're GDCS. Or you're on the old curriculum of GDCS because you've been here for 3 years, right? Anyway, there's a curriculum sort of thing. So you actually have a two-hour course. Now, you're going to sit in with us for 3 hours, right? And I think there's four of you that this applies to. That's why you have different pages here on the... So because you're doing it for only... You're only getting 2 hours credit. You all are exempted from the quizzes, the GDCS students. That saves you time in studying and taking those quizzes. I think you all know how to get on the Moodle. Right? Everybody's already used Moodle. They showed you how to do that, new students in orientation. All right, I won't explain that then. Now, what about use of your book during the quiz? Please do not. All quizzes and exams are closed book. Closed notes. Closed Bible. Open mind. Every few years, a student comes to my office and confesses her sins or his sins, you know? And says, Dr. Rick, I know I wasn't supposed to look on, but I did. I took the quiz or I took the final exam and I was looking at my notes and, you know, I don't want you to do that. You don't want to do that. So this is your first test, is the test of integrity. Actually, your first test was putting money in the envelope and not putting $20 in and taking $100 out. That was your first test. I know you guys are past it. By the way, the quizzes are over the reading. So if you've done the reading, you should be able to do well on the quizzes. They're not over what we talk about in class because, let's say, 2 weeks from now, our quiz is on Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. But you should take the quiz before we talk about the last two Gospels, about Mark and John. All right? Does that make sense? If you look at your syllabus here, which is page 9. actually, you get an extra week because we have a conference. We will have class on January 29th. And on when we come to class on January 29th, we will study Mark and John. But you will have already read about Mark and John in your reading. Your online lessons, for those doing IBS, you will have done those two lessons, or Encountering the New Testament, you will have read chapters 5 and 7. So your quiz will include Mark and John. It'll include all four Gospels. So I say there, your assignment is online quiz 1 by midnight before class. And I say all degree students take quizzes. Well, need to edit that, I guess. All but GDCS will take quizzes, okay? That means the quiz will close down at midnight on January 28th.
okay? So don't come to class saying, oh, where's the quiz? I said, it closed last night, you know? That's what I'll say. And then I don't do makeup quizzes. Sometimes students say, oh, well, I forgot, and can I take it now after class? I said, well, you have all the benefit of going to class that all the other students didn't have that benefit. You know, they all took the quiz based on their reading without us talking about it. So it's not fair to give advantage to someone who hasn't, you know, fulfilled the requirement. I want to treat all of you equally. I want to treat you all fairly. But when we get to the end of the course, you'll have a final exam. And that will be over the notes. So we'll talk about what we've done in class and the notes. And there will be a guide at the very end of your notes to study for that as well. Because by the time we get to the end of the class, you'll have 1,100 pages of notes. Right? When you, volume 2 is thicker than this one. So I don't expect you to know and memorize 1,100 pages of material. Are we ready to sigh together? Let's sigh together. Yeah, okay. Wait, you have a question? Oh, you're not sure? Well, we have you on the list for 3 credit. So that would include you. But all of you are on the thing, and even those of you who won't take the quizzes, you still have access to the website because you'll take the final exam. But it's okay. Just leave it blank. Don't worry about it.
Okay, thanks. Mm-hmm. Is there any way to make quizzes and tests more fair? Because, like, I would be wondering if everybody's agreeing or not, you know? And everybody's getting a grade.
Is there a way to make the test fair if you're wondering if other people are doing open book?
Yeah, because you mentioned that people who are confessing to you, right?
Well, yeah, and then we go through the process of penance, you know, and forgiveness is granted with grade reduction and all that kind of stuff. But I think it is fair. It's fair based on our integrity. These are Holy Spirit administered exams. I'm not looking over your shoulder, but the Holy Spirit is looking over your shoulder. And he's saying, pass the real exam, pass the real quiz. Who cares whether you get an A or an F on quiz number 2? Whether you keep your integrity is far more important. So I know you agree with me on that. So for MPrep and all this, all you guys, there's a 3-hour, yeah.
So the exams are based on the course notes. That's the notes that you just gave out, or is that including the PowerPoint notes as well?
The exam, final exam being based on the course notes means volume 1 I'm giving out plus volume 2.
But not based on the PowerPoint.
But not based on PowerPoint. PowerPoint will hopefully be consistent to it.
Sure.
And
yeah,
I'm developing the PowerPoint, and I'm making a study aid for the PowerPoint. Hopefully it'll be done by, I don't think it'll be done by the end of the course, but there is one up on the website that gives you the basics of each book, and you can click through and test yourself if you want to do that. Well, since we have 3-hour and 2-hour, for most of us, we'll have four grades, each a quarter of your course grade, readings, quizzes, project, and then final. I'm anticipating that these would take you this amount of time. Others who with GDCS will just do 3. We'll figure your grade based on 3 grades because no quizzes will be included. All right? Now, so has everybody made the decision of whether you're going to go IBS or Encountering the New Testament? Sure, maybe you were. Were you still? You're still thinking about it? You did. You used that last time, right? Let me work with you on that to do that. We can log in on my computer and see how that goes. If you go IBS, it's more comprehensive because it's a lot more detail and it's more interactive. You get the variety of learning methods there. You know, you're probably reading books in your other classes.
So it gives you a little more variety. But if you do Encountering the New Testament, I didn't write this book. Elwell and Yarborough did. So you can get their perspective on a book, and it'll help broaden your view on particular books. And you can read this little textbook works without Wi-Fi, just like it did thousands of years ago, you know? And it'll give you more backgrounds, because you'll be reading chapters 2. So you make that decision, and then if you make the project decision after you make that, your life notebook is the default for IBS for your project. But then if you do Encountering the New Testament, you're either going to translate, teach, or write a paper. I am finding that some students want to do IBS, but then they want to do translation as well. So I'm allowing that. It's just that is, as I noted, that is a bit more work. So just let me know on that sheet that's still making its way. Vicki, you've got it right now? Where's our sign-up sheet for the project? What's it back? Has everybody signed? Everybody touched that sacred paper? Oh, okay. Can you pass it on over to the corner over here, and then they'll be able to do it. Other matters: copying class notes. You will sin against God if you do not copy the class notes. Because what that means is that the whole thing comes to you and it stays with you, and you don't tell anybody anything you learn. I think that's a sin against God. I'm trying to be real dramatic with you, okay? That's a basic way of saying, feel free to copy the class notes. My name's on, I think, every page at the top. So people will know it comes from me unless you blot out my name and put your name on it. I'm available for all my teaching is on Tuesdays this semester. I teach this class in the morning, and then I teach in the afternoon. But after that, I'm trying to recuperate from Tuesday on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you know, this week. So you can help me recuperate. Come on by my office. Let's have some coffee together and talk about your project or whatever. My home address is right over there. I think, did I give you guys my mobile number? There's my mobile number. So if you need to, and if I got your mobile number, we'll be good. And so after chapel is good for meeting Wednesday, Thursday, Friday on campus. You all have my email, and I'm happy to have lunch with you, whatever. Not with ladies, unless there's two of them. We double up when there's ladies. But yeah, fun to. Sometimes I'll eat down here in canteen. Good to get to know one another a little bit better. Okay, any other questions?
Rick, just a general question. I think when you were talking about the pros and cons of the book and the internet, I think you were saying that in the course, because the internet matches your, you know, you basically,
yes,
you're the teaching program, you were saying that you're actually, you say what you think on certain issues, whereas the book perhaps has other views.
Yeah.
Does that mean in the course there's time for any alternative issues to be at least referred to, or is there just so much material that you're just going to...
Okay, the observation you're making or you're saying is that IBS, since it's my course, based on my notes, it will be consistent with what you find in the printed notes and in class. Because there are a lot of debatable matters in the New Testament. For some of us, we like that because it just reinforces things. But other of us like to have alternative viewpoints. And I do discuss sometimes alternative viewpoints in IBS as well. I should say that. But what I would love to do is I would love to have more discussion in class than actual teaching. I would love to do that. But that's your responsibility. Now, for you, you're not Asian. You know, and you're... But I love and respect my Asian friends. I've lived half of my life in Asia. But I think for a lot of you, most of you are Asians, you say, boy, if I ask a question, Dr. Rick's going to look bad. Well, if I don't know the answer, I know how to go find answers, you know. Click, 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 click on the internet and go to my library. I can find it. I don't mind saying I don't know. Also don't mind if we have different viewpoints. I mean, we do have different viewpoints. Let's talk about those. I'd love to do that. So my experience is that oftentimes it's the Westerners, a few Westerners in the class, we have kind of an interaction about that. And, you know, Peter, you've already asked two or three questions, and so far I don't see anybody pinch you or hit you or whatever around you. But this is a word to all of you who you may think that when Peter's asking me questions that he's being disrespectful. I haven't seen any disrespect from him. He often will ask something, and other Westerners will ask questions that a lot of us are thinking, but we're just kind of going, oh, I don't know if I want to say that. I might look silly if I say that or ask that. You know, I don't think I have a big ego. For the truth, ask my wife, you know. But I have so much to learn. And I'm okay. I love to get asked questions I actually don't know the answers to, because then it shows some of my weaknesses or deficiencies, and I can go study that and learn that. So I'd be happy to interact quite a bit in the class. What I'll do, actually, when we get into each book of the New Testament, is I'll give you a kind of an overview of the book in about 15, 20 minutes, something like that. And then the rest of the time is to deal with basic, you know, other issues in the book. And I'd be very happy for you all to interact with me. Don't leave it just to Peter and Daniel. I think you guys are the only Westerners in the class, right? But anyway, that's my encouragement to you guys. Okay? To you brothers as well. All right? All right, other thoughts? All right, yes, Vicky? The ones who are not taking the quiz will still need to report on their reading. So that's what page 9 is for. I want you to submit page 9 to me if you're a GDCS student, because you will not have told me about you doing your reading. Most of the students are taking quizzes, and the first 50 points of the 100-point quiz is whether you did your reading. All right, so you want to know how to pass a quiz? Do your reading. The first question of every quiz is, what percentage of the reading did you do? A, 100%. Well, there you get. You already get 50 points on the quiz if you say that. And then there's typically 5 or 10 questions. You know, let's say generally about 10 questions after that, worth 5 points each. All right? So all you have to do is get 2 of those 10 questions correct, and you pass the quiz with a 60%. Wow. You shouldn't lose any sleep over that. Yeah, Rita?
Let's just clarify, GDCS is different from GDC.
It is.
So, yeah, GDCS, because we are only familiar with GDC, not GDCS, so it's a bit confusing.
GDC students, graduate diploma in counseling, are taking this course for 3 credits. So all of them will take the quiz. The GDCS students are taking it for 2 credits. And those are only 4 of you. Peter Chan, Daniel, Joanne, and Sharon. So everybody except for those 4 students will be taking the quizzes. Okay. Yes. The life notebook is a one-time submission. At the end of the course, you'll see on the last session that you just email it to me. It's a Word document. Just email it to me. It's just at the end of the course. my expectations, oh, I'm glad you asked. I have a grade sheet for each of the projects, and I haven't referred to those. Whatever project you're doing, you should be able to find in the grade sheet. So here's on page 9C is your IBS Life notebook grade sheet for the New Testament. So I'll just grade you on 20 different areas there. Most students will get an A on this. One of the things is it should be at least 20 pages.
Does it include a question?
Yeah, it does. The questions I send you, the format is already 11 pages. 12 pages? So if it's 12 pages, and all you're doing is writing 8 more pages. But the Life Notebook is very helpful because it asks you to apply, personalize some of these questions. Where does this show up in your life? Where does this New Testament book, what impact does it have on you? And I love reading them, honestly, because it helps me get to know you. And this is where, this is the more personal part, I guess.
For general guidance, how much, so we're answering a question in the Life book, how much are we taking?
So you have about 66 questions on 12 pages, so you're writing about a paragraph. For each answer.
Four or five lines.
Yeah, 4 or 5 lines. Sometimes you'll do 10 lines or something like that. Sometimes you'll do 2 or 3 lines. And by the end of it, most students will have 20 pages. When students don't have 20 pages, I kind of go, wow, you didn't even write 8 pages of answers. That's probably not worthy of an A. Now, some students write, they give me 45 pages total. I go, okay, that's twice as much as you needed for an A. You get an A, you know? You know, and then they go get healed in their obsessive compulsive courses and all that kind of stuff. If you're an SOC student, if you're a counseling student, then you get healed. Otherwise, you just go through all the way through. You never get healed, you know? You'll see a research paper, a grade sheet. You'll see grade sheets for translating the PowerPoint, translating the, you know, these, you might see these in other courses as well. I've shared these with my faculty colleagues. I've developed these, you know, some of these are 20th edition or something like that of these grade sheets, you know, over the years. I have the benefit of having taught here longer than anyone in our SOTE. So I've had more time to develop these things. And so others may use it, and I'm happy for them to take them and adapt them. I'm happy for you to do that as well when you want to do that. Okay, I think that's enough for now, and we'll go to chapel, and we'll see you in an hour and get an overview of the Old Testament when we come back.
Yeah.